Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle at a time.
That's really Southern kind of how I said it. Wine by the case. I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway.
I'm from Virginia.
I know.
The Mason-Dixon line.
I wouldn't say I'm from Virginia, but I was born there. So we are going to talk about a woman who went to a baseball game and decided she was just going to be nasty, in my opinion. So lay it out there, Chris.
So we found out through, again.
What happened? Because not everybody stays up like us going through, you know.
We're going to start with the notion that if you were in a public place, like a stadium
let's first say what happened.
Expect to be videoed.
Okay, but what happened?
What happened was, she got. She
Chris
was
always
fan.
Wants to get to the nitty gritty, and I.
No, but it's. You cannot go into a public place and think someone doesn't have a camera on me. So you are in a baseball game. She was at a Brewers game. She was a very, very, very strong.
We might want to name the podcast "What Is Frustrating the Livid Daylights Out of Us." Chris just wants to get to.
Yeah.
This is what's pissing me off.
Yeah.
If you are in a public place,
yes.
Just know you're going to be videotaped.
Exactly.
And then she doesn't even tell you what we're talking about. Okay, so tell them what you're talking about because that's frustrating me.
We are talking about somebody who was videoed saying something really, really nasty.
Okay, but where was she?
So she was at the Brewers. I was saying she was at a baseball game.
Right.
So she is wearing her Brewers t-shirt. She is a Brewers
fan.
Where
is the Brewers?
Milwaukee.
Okay, go ahead.
So when you're dealing with sporting events, you're going to have people of other fans necessarily tucked into your section. So here, you had an opposing team's fan who was very rabid, very excited about his team, but they were losing. His team was losing. So the Brewers fans were all like, that, you know, nah, doing the trash talk and this
nah,
and that.
Nah,
yeah, sort of like, you know, the trash talk's going, but it's the usual sports team trash talk. So then when his team started winning.
Wait, are the Brewers a football game?
It's a baseball game.
Okay, go ahead.
When his team started winning, he goes, "Oh, y'all being a little quiet now, aren't you?" And
that's pretty funny.
Well, but you know, again, that's what you do. You taunt the other side. And then this woman in her Brewers t-shirt and frankly her Karen haircut,
I second that.
Basically said, you know, you need to shut up. I think it was shut the fuck up. But, you know, and he's
allegedly,
like.
Allegedly, she had no fashion sense. She had
no fashion. But again, she's wearing the team colors and that. So he yells something back at her. And again, just, you know, some of it. But then she says, "We should call ICE on you. I should call ICE
well,
on
she
you.
Well, she also said it very. Yes, she. Those. That. And that's not allegedly because it's
that's
on the video.
That's not allegedly. It's on the video.
But it was very snarky. It was like, she didn't say we should call ICE. I think she said ICE. Ice and not ice,
ice,
ice baby.
Baby. Yeah,
she was like ice.
But apparently, she also tapped the guy in front of her and said, "We should call ICE."
Well, so
try and, you know, bring in the rest of the people.
If you watch the video, it's a little crazy because some people around her were smirking.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were kind of in shock. They didn't really know how to react to the situation.
Yeah, it was his friend who was filming.
Yeah. And so here's what happened. So she went to the baseball game.
Right.
Oh, well, so this was horrible because it turns out that he was a veteran with multiple war tours.
Iraq and Afghanistan on top of it. Those are bad.
Fought for our country, and for her to then say or make the statement that she was going to, whether she was or not, was going to call ICE on
him. Just because he was Hispanic looking, just because he was brown.
Right. Does allegedly seem, and in my opinion, I need to assure this is in my opinion, does seem that it's potentially was racist.
I'm not
or
even
profiling.
Saying allegedly. That is racist. Not allegedly. That is. Racist.
She's gone out on the limb.
Right.
Profiling. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, if you do like the shirt, you can get it from the TikTok store. And I don't get any money for that, but I just want to let you know. So, you know, that's kind of horrible. And when I saw it, I was like, really, like, that's horrible to treat our veterans before we even get to the ICE statement and the racism that it appeared to be. Now, here's the thing. Fast forward. She obviously thinks she can just, and this is where we get into Chris's very frustrating why we might be changing this to Wine by the Case. I'm corking one bottle at a time and Chris's frustration of the moment. that, you know, this was videoed. She was in a public place. There is no, you should never think that we won't be videotaped, mm-hmm. especially in this day and age with camera phones and stuff. So she goes to work.
No, she didn't get to work. They fired her before she got to work.
So she doesn't even get that happened, what, on a Saturday or a Sunday?
Yeah.
And it goes viral because I think it went viral really because it was this veteran fighting for our country and her saying,
if you haven't seen it, when she says we should call ICE, he immediately responds, no, no, baby girl, I fought two wars for this country. ICE is not coming to get me.
Right.
So, I mean, he made it clear to her that her little threat had no impact on him because he's like, I serve my country.
But even if he hadn't, it is a nasty comment.
It's a nasty comment, but it to me at that point, that's where an adult should say, I am so sorry.
Thank you for your service.
Right. Thank you for your service. Bad taste. I apologize. And then we wouldn't be seeing it.
Right.
But no, apparently they continued to exchange some barbs and they both got ejected from the game.
So she ends up getting, getting fired. Yeah. And now we're going to quickly dive into getting in. I have Liz out for Chris because Chris is really good. She wants to cite the law for you. And I know you guys don't want to hear that, especially while drinking wine. So did her employer have a right to fire her? And B, why, which you incorporate in A, why, what was the basis, if they did have a right, and does she have any recourse, having to do with that? Not even the moral mm-hmm. thing, but taking it from the employer right. standpoint as to whether they had a right to do that.
So from what I understand, she worked for a large staffing company and was actually...
This is surprising in itself. She worked for a large staffing company, so she would have been familiar somewhat, depending on what she did,
we
would hope.
With guidance for employees at outside events.
Right.
And take it up a notch.
And with the companies.
Yes, because she was one of their corporate lawyers.
See, I didn't realize she was one of the lawyers.
Oh,
she
yes.
She was the lawyer?
Yes.
See, I thought she was in corporate. She was actually the corporate lawyer.
Yes. And.
So she was a one of you.
Yeah, exactly. So she knew better. And again, when you're dealing with a staffing company, most of the time they have very thorough processes and procedures because they're dealing with thousands of employees. So did they have an off-duty conduct policy? I'm betting they did because she was fired in 24 hours saying that her conduct did not represent or align with their values. So to me, you also look at, well, if she's saying that in public in front of thousands of people at a baseball game, maybe somebody at work got to be on the other end, allegedly, of her.
Because I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think that what I do outside of work... Mm-hmm. I should have no, as long as it's not illegal, mm-hmm. should have no impact whatsoever because they're not paying me, Chris.
I get it. They're not paying me
and they don't own me. I'm not their slave. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, that's against the law. Mm-hmm. Not your slave. You don't own me. You're not paying me mm-hmm. for that time.
You weren't.
And I'm not there in the capacity of anything having to do with that company.
Right.
So they should just... shut the up.
Well, but yes and no, because if you have signed a policy saying that if your off-duty conduct impacts the company's reputation, they can fire you for that. So to say, I'm going to call ICE is definitely racial profiling. And then she resigned from her board position from like a Make-A-Wish Foundation. She was on that too. So she immediately resigned from that because they said the same thing. Please be aware that her name is no longer associated with us because the answer was you cannot have that level.
Wait, resigned or asked to resign?
Yes, exactly. But I think it's no longer with. So I think, you know, this is the sort of thing that in today's day and
because there are children that may be brown.
Exactly.
That, yes.
Who need, you know.
Love and care.
Especially from
and she may be turning around and calling ICE or threatening to call ICE on them. Yes. Allegedly.
Yes. So that's the allegedly part. The rest of it's not allegedly because it's on video. So again, this issue of you don't have to spend 24/7 of your time being appropriate because your employer wants you to behave a certain mm-hmm. way. But if you have a title of general counsel for a staffing firm and you violate their harassment policy by basically saying to somebody, I'm calling ICE because you're brown, yeah, they're going to fire you for that.
Well, then, and you brought up, you kind of skimmed over this, but my question when this came out was, I don't think things generally happen once in a vacuum. I generally think that people, when they make comments of this nature, that kind of is their belief, mm-hmm. not in an isolated drunk baseball situation. Mm-hmm. So I would not be surprised personally if there had not been other incidents that yeah. the company may have been put on notice, as well as even if there hadn't been other reported incidents for them to then. And I brought this up to you as a question. Let's say they didn't fire her. Mm-hmm. And now this has gone viral. And let's say there had allegedly been previous, where the company had previously been put on notice of mm-hmm. maybe some comments.
Right.
Where the employer was like, okay, maybe that's being taken out of context. Mm-hmm. Maybe you misinterpreted what was said.
Right.
But it is on record because they were given formal notice of it. And they did not fire her. What could those employees who had brought that notice now to the company?
Absolutely. There's a cause of action called negligent hiring, retention, and supervision. Mm-hmm. And at that point, when the person has a pattern and practice of engaging in behavior that smacks of discrimination or harassment, and you continue to go, oh, it wasn't that bad, while people who are in those protected categories keep saying, are you not listening? Yeah, you can get sued for that.
A brown person, a Latino person, mm-hmm. in this case that she, I don't think we actually saw the individual
making. I saw him on an interview afterwards.
But, he's Latino?
He's Latino.
Okay, so is that a protected class?
Yes.
Which I do want to quickly jump in because I think that a lot of people in this day and age do not, opposed to maybe 2 years ago, because of everything we're hearing, mm-hmm. are missing, forgetting that Latinos are a protected class. Mm-hmm. They're a protected class. That doesn't mean that that all their rights, they actually explain what a protected class means.
Well, we need a whole different podcast.
Well,
but
I want you to summarize that it means they get extra protection.
They get extra protections under the law because if in the world of employment.
Because protective class is, if you're a protected class, it's not just you're protected
just
with employment.
But that's where most of the case law comes out of because it's out of the Civil Rights Act, which most people
apply in
employment arena.
But it could be housing.
Yeah, but that's the Fair Housing Act, and that's actually easier to prove.
Right.
But in the world of what is it?
But I don't want our listeners to think it's only employment.
No.
The protected class is against, falls under
on,
a lot of
right.
various
so, Title VII, race,
situation.
Gender, national origin, religion.
Right.
Those are the big four under Title VII. Then you get into, because again, national origin is where you get into Latin for that and race. And then we look into disability, we look into
age,
things like that.
So they don't get, what I'm trying to get to is they don't get less protection. Which
not
I
that,
think
lot less.
What's going on in our current climate is that some people somehow think that they get less protection or they're less than, but actually under our laws,
They get more.
But in certain circumstances, more protection.
Right. There's been a new case that kind of says, frankly, everybody's in a protected class if you're being treated differently by members of an other. So if you are white and you're being treated differently by a group of Latin folks at work, you can say, my protected class is being treated differently than you, that they just came out with that ruling.
Which is crazy because the whole basis of making a protected class was really,
even
the playing field.
Yep.
And the fact was, and this gets into white privilege, which may be triggering to people, but I don't care what you say. White people, especially white men, do have advantages. And I can say this as a white woman over other people, whether you want to admit it, whether you like it, whether you love it, I don't care. It is a freaking fact. And I will stand on the hill on the fact that I personally, and I'm sure Chris can attest to this, has seen an experience where white men have had advantages, specifically, let's narrow it down, even in the legal field, over even white women without even throwing out there the disadvantage of a brown woman, right. Or...
Sandra Day O'Connor had to be a secretary when she graduated from law school.
Well, let's not let Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Right. I mean, she couldn't even get a job. So,
but this particular woman, again, she had privilege. Let's face it. She had, as general counsel, she was making a nice six-figure income.
She's white. She's educated. She probably, she had a decent amount of money.
Yeah,
probably. I would say 1-2%.
You know what she did? She lit it all on fire. So Chardonnay called the arsonist, because when I think of what she did that day,
she blew up her life up.
She lit a match and she threw it into the fire. She put it in the pyre, not fire. And instead of apologizing to the man she was insulting, who said, "I'm a 2-time war veteran," she could have shut it down. She doubled down. So I think in that world, we're looking at it and saying...
Oh my God, I don't have a glass.
She doesn't have a wine glass.
I don't even know, Chris, how I sat down and had no wine glass. So I now have a wine glass to share
and
this wine.
This is unusual for Chris to pick, but I mean, I couldn't resist the label. And it is a Chardonnay, which I'm usually not a big drinker of.
Hence how little. She knows I'm not a white without sparkles.
This is actually from the Dunnigan Hills, which tends to be a little bit more minerally.
Where is that?
In California.
Okay, so here, I do love the name of this. Let me show everybody the bottle.
I'm smelling some pear.
So here's the bottle. How much is this, Chris?
This one, I think, is the $26 range.
Okay, so I love the name of this. It is a 22. I think we should start saying the years that we have. So they know.
And the region it's from. Because, again, I like the Santa Maria Hills in California, but I'm not a big fan of Napa, frankly. It's a little musty smelling.
Okay, so I'm not a big fan, as you guys know, of the whites. Mm-hmm. I know people love whites. If you see, it does have legs to it, which is a little.
But it's not oaked. It's not overly oaked.
I can't say that it doesn't have a bite on the end. It does have a little fullness on the back end. It's not horrible.
That's a ringing endorsement from two girls who don't like Chardonnay. But no, it's got some pear to it. It's got some stone fruit. But it doesn't have that nasty, overly oaked thing.
That Chardonnay at the back end.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have that. So I have to say, as a white, I would recommend, if you are a white girl or guy, I would say I would definitely try it. Plus, it has a cool name. It would be really fun for, like, you know, a girl's wine party. And, you know, I was thinking that we should maybe do this, Chris. We should have, we should just do it as a fun thing for the podcast. We should have a girls party and have everybody bring the strangest named wine. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do a tasting.
Can we wear caftans?
Only if you bring caviar.
So I love that idea.
That would be with caftan.
Yes.
And so if you guys want to come to that, or you like that idea, comment below. And if you are in Florida, or if you
want to
fly in for it, we'll set up. I think that would be fun. And all you would need to do is bring the craziest named wine, or your favorite wine, because I mean, Chris would love, if you want to bring her a $200 bottle of wine, she doesn't really care what the name of the wine is.
But this is the other thing that's really cool about this one, and part of what struck me about it. It's called The Arsonist. Fire-stealing Prometheus, going back to my Greek mythology background, stole a spark of the sun to be placed in human hands and changed our destiny.
I love it. I think we should leave on that.
I do too.
So, like I said, if you would like to come to this party, I don't know what we're going to call it. Maybe we'll call it wine and caftans. And although I am going to make Chris bring caviar, then let us know.
Here's to spark. And here's to not setting your life on fire. Oh, this to me is a 4. I'm not a big charred person.
So I'm going to give a 4, and I also am going to contradict her. I do think you should set your life on fire. Ooh, I can't even talk.
In a good way.
I think you should set your life on fire, but do not blow it up.
Right. Prometheus's way of give you that spark as compared to let it burn, baby.
Yeah, don't blow it up.
Cheers.